Yes.
Governor Sanders on 90.
President Johnson.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm gonna listen to him, please.
Hello.
Carl.
Yes, sir.
I can't call everybody, but I want to call three or four of my good friends. I've asked Tom Dodd, an old friend of mine, to come down here. Some of my friends out in Chicago and West Coast, Virginia, had talked to me about him, the vice president. He's going to want to run for the Senate from Connecticut, but I want to have a talk with him and let him tell me that he wasn't interested before it did. I've got Hubert here. When Bobby went out, why, I got a good deal of support, and I feel like that pretty much under the circumstances that that's the way the ball's going to bounce. And I know it's going to give you some problems, and I know you've had them already. You're my brave soldier, and I hate to call and give you any news that's not going to make it easier for you in Georgia, but my judgment is that I'll have Secretary Rusk and McNamara visit a little bit here with us, and I'll talk to Hubert, and my guess is we'll have a meeting of the minds, and later tonight, after we get our nominations out of the way, I'll suggest that to the convention.
Well, you think, as I understand what you're saying, you were going to talk to Senator Dodd?
Yeah, and then Hubert.
And then Hubert, but you don't think Dodd's going to be in?
That's right.
All right, so whatever you do, as I told you, we're with you on it, and that's all right with me. I've tried to see Senator Humphrey, and he never has gotten around to seeing me, but I guess he will.
Well, he damn sure will, and I'm going to, without getting you involved on anything he can, I'm going to tell him. I've talked to you and Connelly, and I just talked to John, and I've talked to Spessard and George. And that's about all I've been able to get in the South. I'm trying to get Daly, and I've talked to Wagner and Lawrence and some of them, but he's just been run mad on this other thing, but he will, and I'll underwrite him. I'll guarantee that he'll be down there, and furthermore, I'll guarantee you this. He won't hurt you in the city with your people that'll expose themselves to him, because he's young and attractive and like you are, but in the farm, he's forgotten more about farming than me and you and nearly anybody else knows, and he'll really help us. Jim Eastland told me last night, said, don't you write Mississippi off. Quit saying that you're not going to carry it. Said, I want you to come down and show Goldwater have been against everything that benefits the South, beginning with the TBA, going down to cotton supports, going down to peanuts, going down to everything. He's voted against every bill, and if there's anything in the basic industry agriculture, no farmer will ever vote for Goldwater. So we may, before this thing's over, even let Humphrey come into some place in Georgia.
You ought to, because I think that Humphrey's problems right now are more back to the 48 days.
Have you ever read that speech?
The speech he made then?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
It's not half as strong as one you made the other day.
Well, I like something.
You know what it is? It shows you the times, though, Carl. I sent and got that speech the other day, and you know what he says? He says he believes in humanity, he believes in human rights, that we just oughtn't to feel that we are greatly superior because of our color. But it's as moderate a speech. I'd say your speech to the platform committee is twice as strong as his. But it was 48 and this is 64, and a lot of things change.
Right. Well, he's your man, he's our man, and we'll
support
him all the way.
Don't you say a word about it, because I haven't got any understanding yet. I think I will have, and I think I'll make the announcement tonight, but I wanted to talk to you before I did.
Good. Let me ask you this now. Is there any, you talked to him over there this afternoon?
I haven't talked to him yet. He's out here waiting on me. I'm talking.
I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about George Walton. Some of them. What's the seeding problem?
They've told me that they're going to. They told me that they've had two very embarrassing things. Number one, they wanted to give Mississippi every vote they had, seat them, give them everything they requested without seating the Freedom Delegation. They did that. On the same time, they couldn't give Alabama what they wanted, and they didn't want to throw Alabama out. They just didn't want to carry white men out of that convention by their arms and legs and with Bill O'Connor shouting and kicking. So they had that problem. Now, the Negroes came in, and all of our crowd immediately got the blood pressure up and said, let's throw the Negroes out. Now, they ought to have been thrown out. They oughtn't have been allowed in. And Morris and Williams and some of them that let them in are just terrible, and I'm awfully sorry about it. But they figured they had 20 more minutes when I was talking to you, that if you went back there and started carrying these Negroes out by the feet, somebody would say, carry Bull O'Connor out by his feet, and each one of them were violating the rules. Neither one of them were entitled to them. So they figured if they could get by that session there without too much hell, they could move the chairs tonight. And what they were trying to do is one or two things. They hadn't told me how they'd finished it, but everybody had been calling them today, talking to them about it. That they were going to try to just leave five chairs there for the five Mississippians. And that was one solution. The other solution was to leave all the chairs, but send the sergeant arms there and let them occupy each chair until a man came up and replaced them that had a that was one of the five. Then the others would be filled by the others. Now, I don't know how they worked it out. You talk to Walter, that poor devil's crazy. He talks to me 40 times a day. But that's one of those two things they were going to try to do.
How about Alabama?
Well, we're hoping we can let all Alabama stay. We love them, and we don't want to make it any harder on them than we can. But it's hard to say that Alabama can stay because they're white and the others can't stay because they're black. They all raise hell. They're at their business. And if they don't raise hell, they're out of business. But you and I have to have more sense than they got. And I believe we're better shape than if we'd hauled them out last night.
Well, I think
I got a poll today, and we haven't got but 90. Let me see. Just a second. Let me read you. It's going to make you feel awful good if this comes in November that way, because Negroes, 97. This is Gallup. Jewish, 86. Catholic, 73. Union, 76. Women, 70. That's nationwide, and NBC's running it tonight. Now, when you got 20% of your...